Welcome to the good stuff, and we hope you are having a great Memorial Day, not forgetting why we honor and who we honor on Memorial Day.
So something from Tony Bullitt today that we're going to share called the SAC Lunches, about honoring veterans.
Very good. That's coming up right after this. Ready to dive into the heart of American agriculture? Uncover the secrets of successful ranching with Tri-State Livestock News. Revel in the wisdom of America's most astute ranchers. Explore reputable commercial cow herds and high-performance feeder cattle, progressive auction markets even. It's what ranchers read. Check it out. Tri-State Livestock News.
Well, excuse me while I was reaching for my Explore Valentine catalog that the Cherry County Visitors Promotion puts out. That's where you want to start when you get to the Valentine area. Well, you can start by going to visitvalentine.org and discover the hidden gems of the Sandhills. Nebraska Star Party coming up starting July 12th, I believe it is this year, at the International Dark Skies area at Merritt Reservoir. So check that all out, visitvalentine.org. Tony Bullitt set this in. It's called the SAC Lunches. I put my carry-on in the luggage compartment and sat down in my assigned seat. It was going to be a long flight. I'm glad I had a good book to read. Perhaps I will get a short nap, I thought. Just before takeoff, a line of soldiers came down the aisle and filled all the vacant seats, totally surrounding me. I decided to start a conversation. "Where are you headed?" I asked the soldier seated nearest to me. "Chicago to Great Lakes Base. We'll be there for 2 weeks for special training. Then we're being deployed to the Middle East." After flying for about an hour, an announcement was made that SAC lunches were available for $5. It would be several hours before we reached Chicago, and I quickly decided a lunch would help pass the time. As I reached for my wallet, I overheard a soldier ask his buddy if he planned to buy lunch. "No, that seems like a lot of money for just a SAC lunch. Probably wouldn't be worth the $5. I'll wait till we get to Chicago." His friend agreed. I looked around at the other soldiers. None were buying lunch. I walked to the back of the plane and handed the flight attendant a $50 bill. "Take a lunch to all of those soldiers." She grabbed my arms and squeezed tightly, her eyes wet with tears. She thanked me. "My son was a soldier in Iraq. It's almost like you're doing it for him." Picking up 10 sacks, she headed up the aisle to where the soldiers were seated. She stopped at my seat and asked, "Which do you like best, beef or chicken?" "Chicken," I replied, wondering why she asked. She turned and went to the front of the plane, returning a minute later with a dinner plate from first class. "This is yours. Thank you." After we finished eating, I went again to the back of the plane, heading for the restroom. A man stopped me. "I saw what you did. I want to be part of it. Here, take this," and he handed me $25. Soon after I returned to my seat, I saw the flight captain coming down the aisle, looking at the aisle numbers as he walked. I hoped he was not looking for me, but noticed that he was looking at the numbers only on my side of the plane. When he got to my row, he stopped, smiled, held out his hand, and said, "I want to shake your hand." Quickly unfastening my seatbelt, I stood. I took the captain's hand. With a booming voice, he said, "I was a soldier, and I was a military pilot. Once, someone bought me a lunch. It was an act of kindness I never forgot." I was embarrassed when the applause was heard from all of the passengers. Later, I walked to the front of the plane so that I could stretch my legs. A man who was seated about six rows in front of me reached out his hand, wanting to shake mine. He left another $25 in my palm. When we landed in Chicago, I gathered my belongings and started to deplane. Waiting just inside the airplane door was a man who stopped me, put something in my shirt pocket, turned, and walked away without saying a word. Another $25. Upon entering the terminal, I saw the soldiers gathering for their trip to the base. I walked over to them and handed them $75. "It will take you some time to reach the base. It'll be about time for a sandwich. God bless you." 10 young men left that flight feeling the love and respect of their fellow travelers. As I walked briskly to my car, I whispered a prayer for their safe return. These soldiers were giving their all for our country. It all seemed so little. Thanks, Tony, for sharing that with us so we could share it here on the program. Kim, anything else today?
Very fitting for this Memorial Day. On a lighter note, I cannot give you a formula for success, but I can give you the formula for failure. Try to please everybody. And another one, there are three kinds of lies. Lies, damned lies, and statistics.
They always say statistics. You can make them say whatever you want them to. Thanks for listening to this great radio station, and thanks for inviting us to be along with you here on The Good Stuff.